Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And Mike, I have a couple of things that I'd like to start out with this week. It has now been first week of the announcing of my book launch that is available on Amazon. And it's been really kind of exciting. We're getting a lot of feedback from Instagram on possible places that we might do book signings. Triumph Books is, I've had one signing here last week at Diesel Bookstore in Santa Monica / Brentwood. And I had a private signing in West LA at a family friend's home that turned out to be really kind of cool. So I'm getting my feet wet with this thing, and it's leading in me in directions that I haven't been before. So it's kind of exciting.
Ron Say, famous novelist. Now, that book, of course, is Penguin Power, Dodger Blue, Hollywood Lights, and My One in a Million Big League Journey. It's available wherever you get your books, including Amazon.com, as a hardcover or as a Kindle edition, too. So make sure to check that out.
That's correct. And we're also hoping that my our website can get up so we can address people by sending them to the website and pick up the link and do it from there. There will be options available there as well. So exciting time. I've seen one book review. Ken Gernick has really done a great job of helping me put this book together, and is working with me as well as the editor of Triumph Books to make this as good as we hopefully can. So we're in the first week of it, and really exciting.
Here's a review right here from the Southern California News Group. Say is an ideal candidate to chronicle the Los Angeles portion of the Dodgers' history. He continued to work for the organization for more than 25 years after he retired, primarily on the business side. And kudos to putting the pen in Penguin. And also from NPR, from baseball to media, former Dodger Ron Say has done it all.
Well, thank you so much. I'm pleased that the reviews are coming in. I did a podcast interview with MLB Network and High Heat with Lana Rizzo, who was part of our broadcasting team for a number of years, and had a good time catching up with her and promoting the book. And got one lined up after the podcast today, too. So we're busy through this weekend. And, of course, the Dodger baseball honoring of the infield is taking place this weekend.
Yeah, let's talk about that after this break. It's a very, very exciting, very exciting things going on in Ron Say land right now.
Yeah, so it's just a very exciting time. We'll have a chance to catch up with all this. We'll see about that when we come back. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7. Works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping, plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com and don't forget the code word FRED. ahead.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in the same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at bfffinancial.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
They still call me the Penguin.
We'll see about that. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And Mike, we've been talking about the book, but there's also a very big happening this week with the NBA draft. There's a lot of attention on this young player, isn't there?
Correct, yes. Mr. Victor Awambano. He's a French gentleman. He's 7'5", but he prefers to actually say he's 7'3". Similar to what Kevin Durant said. Kevin Durant never wants to admit he's 7 feet tall. He's expected to go number one to the San Antonio Spurs. And, you know, we've all seen the YouTube clips of him. Yes. He can handle, he can shoot. He is 7'5". How do you think he's going to acclimate himself to the league?
First of all, it's this is another phenomena. You know, I remember the kind of the first one when I was a lot younger, watching, Elgin Baylor and Wilt Chamberlain and Oscar Robertson and Bill Russell. And then it was Kareem, and then it was others. It was Kobe, and it was Shaq, and it was LeBron and Michael Jordan and all the rest of them. And here comes this new player that now brings another dimension to the game that's being played today. You know, he's got an inside game. He's got an outside game. I read an article about someone who is either a scout or a coach in the NBA saying that he thought that Victor was going to have a little bit of trouble scoring. And I have watched the clips like you have, and I've seen him shoot the basketball, and I've seen him dribble, and I've seen him run the court. He's extremely athletic for a player that is that big. I think he's going to be a superstar in a hurry.
I just think, I just really hope he doesn't get hurt, because he is rail thin, and right. So he's going to need to eat some chicken fried steak, put on some a couple pounds there. But yeah, just an overall skill. And also, I think it's not a Greg Oden situation where certain players, they come in, especially as centers, and they get hurt because they're banging so much down low. This is the right kind of player that's going to play on the perimeter mostly, and he's not going to have that kind of physical game that the NBA has moved away from to begin with.
Yeah, well, I started paying a lot more attention to the playoffs this year because I didn't watch hardly any basketball during the regular season. And it centered around the Nuggets and Jokic. And, I saw the way that he moved, basically through the paint. He was down low and he came up top, and he just kind of revolved around the center, just kept going either way. The centers don't work the same way they used to, and now you kind of have to be able to shoot. and Jokic can shoot. Jokic can shoot. And this young player can shoot, too. And with his athleticism, you know, he had he's a little scrawny, but so was Wilt Chamberlain when he first came into the league. And he just ran up and down the court like nobody else. I mean, he was a track and field star. He played volleyball. So anyway, I think it's a perfect fit in San Antonio. You've got Duncan and Robinson and Ginobili and
Tony Parker, countryman.
You know, and I just feel it's, you know, he's going to have a lot of leadership there to help him through these tough spots. Plus, I think the best coach in the NBA in Popovich. Love this guy. I think it's going to be a real interesting process to see happen.
We also have some news being reported that Chris Paul has been acquired by the Golden State Warriors via trade. Paul, of course, was last season on the Phoenix Suns, and he was traded to the Washington Wizards in a Bradley Beal deal. He stayed there for about 15 minutes and was finally traded to the Warriors. Kyle, I have a couple of thoughts about this. The Warriors now are an older team. Chris Paul is post 35. Mm-hmm. Klay Thompson, you know, two injuries, knees, Achilles. Steph Curry's been in the league for about 13 years right now, Draymond Green 11 years. What do you think? Do you think that Chris Paul is revamp the Warriors and lead them to the promised land?
I really don't know. You know, I just saw that Draymond Green opted out, so that his presence may not be there anymore. I don't know how they plan to take care of that loss. And, you know, it's crazy. You know, Chris Paul was on his way to do, you know, a show in New York. And when he arrives, he was told that while he was in the air that he got traded. I mean, couldn't you have possibly just told him a little bit in advance of that instead of having to find out like everybody else in the world does?
Yeah, and so when he sat down for that interview, I watched that interview, and he was pretty much had to answer a lot of questions about that trade that literally just happened 15 minutes ago. So he had to go through all those emotions about, you know, leaving a new city, moving his family, all that. He had to process that and then speak to the national media right after that happens.
Yeah, and it's completely unfair. You have no way to gather your thoughts on this. You're just shooting from the hip out there. And so that part rings kind of a bell, because I saw that kind of stuff happen in baseball too. I had a veteran catcher early in my career who came to the clubhouse in the early afternoon, and there's a lot of clubhouse pranks going on, you know. And he came in, and there's absolutely nothing in his locker. And so he says, okay, guys, it's a nice prank. You know, I really kind of like to get my clothes off and get my stuff on here so I can get going. And there's none of the laughs going on. It's kind of sheepish. And so I think it was Nobby Cuano who came over to him. He was our clubhouse man. He says, Mr. Campanis would like to see you in his office upstairs. It's like, oh, no, you didn't just do that to him, did you really? I mean, couldn't you just, you know, had him bypass the clubhouse, didn't have to come in and see that? It's a cruel world sometimes.
It really is. It's you know, we talked about that, you know, before we started, we went on air, is that, you know, very few players get to actually dictate the terms on how their career ends. It's very rare when that happens. Most players, you know, it's just one day you're there, the next day you're not, and it's over. And that adjustment period must be very, very difficult.
It is when it's abrupt like that, you know. And there's lots of reasons for these things, too, which I won't get into because you'll find out how cruel it can be. I remember that there was hardly ever a parade when your career is over with. Very few people have had one of those. And I can tell you that when I was no longer associated with baseball, I had a call from the general manager at 12 midnight when I was in bed. And it was during the All-Star break. And, you know, I think I deserved a little bit better than that. But I didn't even have anything to say. It was just so out of the ordinary. My wife said, what was that about? I says, I don't think I'm playing baseball anymore. Mm-hmm. And that was it. You know, and the next day you kind of walk around regrouping, you know, and
because, I mean, unlike, you know, most professions, you know, you retire when you're 65, 70, 75, even nowadays,
right.
You know, when your professional sports career over, you know, it's not like golf, you know, you're not playing till your 50s.
That's right.
So it's like you pretty much have, you know, the whole second half of your life now to figure out what you're going to do.
Right. And, you know, in all due fairness, you know, players back then did not have the courtesy or the comfort, pardon me, of, you know, making a ton of money so that they have options.
So you can just be man of leisure for the rest 40 years of your life.
Yeah. And, you know, during the time that I was playing and the people who came before me, you know, when they finished the baseball season, they went home and got a job.
Yeah.
That was the way it was back then.
Yeah, there's a lot of insurance executives and, you know, insurance agents who were former NFL players or former MLB players.
You know, and I think it's pretty fair to say that, you know, you don't have the same kind of injuries that you have from playing football.
Yeah.
You know, that's the amount of people that are having severe injuries and issues with brain concussions and all this. Really, really, a lot, very serious stuff.
And the NFL, they've started to rectify it to some degree, but really they have not taken care of their former players as well as other professional sports leagues.
No, we really don't have any understanding of how difficult it must have been back then, because they were getting all kinds of relief in the clubhouse for pain, and we don't know exactly what all of that was about.
Yeah, vitamin T, the old Toradol.
Yeah, and you know, you look at the real one that came from first, I guess, would be Lyle Alzado.
Yeah.
And the one that hit hardest, I think, in baseball probably was Ken Caminiti, that I remember off the top of my head. But, there needs to be more care. Football is such a violent game today. There's a car wreck on every special teams play. And I don't know how quarterbacks get up after they get blindsided.
Not only do they need, I think, you know, better physical care provided by the league after they retire, but also, you know, more mental health care as well.
Absolutely. You know, I would hope that, you know, their Players Association and the NFL are working hard to remedy those situations, because we're going to get more of the same until it is corrected. So I'm hoping you're enjoying our roundtable discussion. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back right after this message.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. And we have returned to We'll See About That. Mike Gary, Ron Say here. And there was a little bit of news about the commissioner of baseball, Mr. Manfred.
That's correct, Mr. Manfred. He's got some laments. He's got some remorse. Quotes. He says that, well, you know, maybe that's the way that I pretty much left the Houston Astros off the hook for completely cheating the game and history. Maybe that's, quote, maybe not my best decision ever, end quote.
I'd have to agree. Dodger fans now have waited long and patiently. This weekend, the Houston Astros are in town, so we'll see what's going to come from that. But I felt in the beginning that they got a pedestrian fine.
It was $5 million. The team was fined $5 million. Both manager A.J. Hinch and general manager Jeff Lundnau were suspended for the entire 2020 season. And, of course, let's back up. This was the Houston Astros, as discussed, the 2018 regular season and playoffs, where they cheated, the Astros did, cheated, by using a camera-based sign-stealing system.
Yes, they did. Bang the drums.
Bang the drums, indeed. $5 million fine. The manager and GM suspended for 1 year. But, Ron, I believe you had a different punishment scenario that you'd want to see implemented.
Well, first of all, you know, the fact that they got and played the World Series, you know, after this decision was handed down, I felt that it wasn't even close to being fair. I would have fined them $50 million. Why? Because it's in the neighborhood of what their take is for the World Series. You can forget about going after the money that the players are paid for the playoffs, because that would have caused another chaotic mess with the Players Association, and that would have dragged things into a further hole. I would have taken their rings away, and I would have vacated the spot. And I would have left it vacated.
So who would have been? So the Dodgers would have been?
It would have just, no. The Dodgers, I heard from another number of players who said that they, if this was the ruling, that they wouldn't want to accept the ring.
So in the record books, it would just skip a year. No,
right.
No championship awarded for that year.
Correct. Just like I think 1995 was, when they had no champion there.
Because of the strike.
Yeah. And I think that's legit. And then you would have understood, you know, what it is to cheat, and the money that is involved in this game and the prestige. You take the ring away from those guys, that's going to hurt. That is really going to hurt. And guess what? They got off scot-free the way I see it.
Yeah, I mean, and they all knew.
Yes.
Every player in the clubhouse knew. The equipment manager knew. I mean, everybody knew. What about the owner of the Houston Astros? I mean, Fred Dreyer, friend of the show, a guest in an earlier episode, he has said both publicly and privately that the owner of the Houston Astros should have to been made to divest himself from the team.
Yeah, well, it didn't happen. Certainly, it probably merits that kind of a consideration, because otherwise, it's just a hand slap. You know, you're not keeping them from anything. You think that there's not another way. It probably won't happen in the same way, but somebody's always going to be looking for an advantage. Who knows that where that takes it? But that's about all the time that I want to spend on the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
All due respect, Dusty Baker will be in town. Good friend and teammate. He was probably the perfect hire because he had no involvement, and it worked perfectly for them. So that's it for the Houston Astros. I hope that you lose three straight at Dodger Stadium this weekend.
Yeah, you and me both. All right, let's talk a little bit about Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
Craig Carton. He's a former financier and a felon who spent some time in the joint because of some insider trading. And upon his release from the big house, he changed careers and became a WFAN sports radio announcer. And he's also been recently hired for Fox Sports. He had this to say about Shohei Ohtani, that that's no big deal. Let's just see what he does when if he makes the playoffs.
Well, maybe he should talk to me about that. Maybe we should have him call in or something. We don't have that platform yet, but maybe we should open it up, because
I got to tell you, Shohei Ohtani is the real deal. It's a marvelous story. It keeps getting better. He's the highest-ranked player in today's game again because he comes at you from two ways. And it's just an incredible story to tell. And you had a very interesting concept of how you think Major League Baseball should approach this.
I think that they should put every Angels game and broadcast that nationally every time he starts, because this is an historic feat. I didn't get a chance to watch Babe Ruth. I don't think you got a chance to watch Babe Ruth.
Only on black and white.
Only on those old newsreels. And this is he's better than Babe Ruth.
He is a better version of Babe Ruth. Yes, he's a much better pitcher. And I got to tell you right now, he is. If you look at the Angels statistics, he is leading the league. He's leading the Angels in every major category, offensively and pitching. It is a joke to look at because it looks like something that you would print up from a Little League.
It's like a video game.
Exactly. And it's not even possible that this is happening, but it is at the highest level.
Yeah.
And, I just hope that people have an opportunity to experience how great he is for a long time, because we're seeing something that's never happened in this way before to baseball. And who knows how long it's going to be before he has to choose between one and the other.
Uh-huh. I mean, well, years ago, they would have made him choose. I mean, nowadays, he has the ability. I mean, I give kudos to the Angels for allowing him to play both sides of the offense and defense. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the advanced metrics. Wins above replacements.
Right.
What are wins above replacements, and how does this affect Ohtani's metrics?
Well, WAR is a formula that they have come into in the last X number of years, and it is what they feel is the best formula to get a complete understanding of the contributions of the overall player, not just one thing. Absolutely everything. And that's what they've come up with. And if you Google Ohtani or anyone else, you will have in there, right up there next to their career stats and whatever, they will have a WAR ranking. So it's an identity. It's where people refer to you today. And everybody knows that, you know, Mike Trout is probably still the number one everyday player in baseball out there because of what he's been able to do. Aaron Judge is having another terrific year. Mike Trout is not at his best in the moment, but he is a person that can make up for a lot of that in a hurry. But with Ohtani, Mike Trout, well, let's get back to Mike Trout. Mike Trout is climbing this WAR ladder at an incredible fast pace. And if he continues to have a healthy career, by the time he's done with all the WAR statistics that he's going to run up, that he's probably going to be in the neighborhood of top 10. Ohtani, the fact that he's doing doubles right now on the WAR stuff, he's getting two WARs in 1 year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he's going to climb that ladder as well. And I mentioned to you earlier that the comparison between Babe Ruth and Barry Bonds, as far as their offensive contributions and everything else are concerned, are just about even.
Mm-hmm.
When you add Babe Ruth's WAR contributions by way of pitching, that's the difference.
Yeah. So we see that, you know, the Angels, the California Angels, the Angels of Anaheim, however you prefer to refer to them as, they have two of the greatest players in the MLB right now.
They do.
Why aren't they a dominant team?
They're getting better. But here's the problem that I had with that guy who wrote what he did,
Mr. Carton,
until he carries the Angels to a championship. Baseball doesn't work that way. You know, it's not like you have a quarterback that you can have in there for every play in the red zone, at the goal line, or whatever.
Or a hot goalie in hockey. Yeah,
exactly. Shohei Ohtani does not get to hit every time that comes up. He's got to wait his turn. And if it says that he's hitting second or third in lineup that time, he's probably going to get to hit. But if he's ninth, he's not going to get an opportunity. If he's not pitching 1 out of 5 days in that moment, then, you know, he's not pitching. He can't contribute that way. So to lay it lay it on him in that regard means that he's not watching a lot of baseball.
The Angels are—they're about—I mean, they are getting better. They're about 8 games ahead over 500.
Yeah.
And I think it would be great to see the Angels actually competitive. And I just hope so for Mike Trout. I like Mike Trout a lot. I love him as a player. I love him as an individual. And yes. I want to see him have success.
I do too. And I think Angel fan does as well. And I don't know if the Angels are going to be able to afford Ohtani because Mike Trout is the number one highest paid individual position player, I believe. And now with Ohtani doing what he does offensively, what he does pitching, you know, he's going to command a higher contract. He's going to have the biggest contract in baseball.
Is he going to be the first $500 million man?
I have no idea where this is going to go. Mm-hmm. I really don't. And to be honest with you, I think it's going to be very hard for anybody to really compete for his services when you're in that neighborhood. It's just plus you're also flirting with disaster, because if you're going to pay this kind of money to that person, you're going to have to make lesser payments to lesser players.
Yeah, we saw that with the Texas Rangers when they had and previously to that when the Mariners when they had A-Rod. I mean, the Rangers gave A-Rod $250 million contract and they couldn't sign anybody else.
Yeah, and that's what happens. And now, of course, you've seen the magnitude of how baseball has grown today. They're essentially in the neighborhood of $10 to $12 billion revenue business, and the players are being paid incredible sums of money because of that success. You know, they're only asking for their share of the pie. And in this case, you know, $10, $15, $20 million, not out of the question. But, you know, if it was $5 million or $100,000, that would be the share. But today they're reaping the benefits of the success of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, it is pretty incredible. But what's also dangerous, too, is that we're seeing with cord cutting, we're seeing all these regional sports networks go under, too. If that media money is going to be there. In 10 years.
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of problems, and I'm sure that Mr. Manfred will find a better way of handling that.
We'll anyway, see about that.
Yeah, we will see about that. But there's plenty to talk about when we return. We've got to take a small break here. We'll be right back. We'll see about that right after this.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time, frosty time, tea time, frosty time, me time, frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer, because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
The FDA issued an import alert for U.S. Customs authorities to detain illegal, disposable, flavored nicotine e-cigarettes from foreign countries, including China. Rich Marianos is a former assistant director for the ATF, now with Georgetown University.
These disposable e-cigarettes have become a real problem. It's encouraging to see the FDA act at the border, but our kids need them to take the next steps and remove these foreign disposables from the store shelves. They have the authority, and now it's time to act. Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift chip card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hold up, you're using Swiffer Power Mop? What would mom say?
Oh, she'd be like, a mop and bucket is the only way to deep clean your floors. And I'd be like, Mom, this is the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one that gets you a mop and bucket clean in half the time.
She'd never believe you.
I'd say, look, the solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get into grout lines. That's why you're the smart one.
Really?
What? Mom said it.
The new Swiffer Power Mop. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Steve Carlin going head-to-head with Ryan Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Lesinski. It's gone! Fred Slammer!
2-2 to Say. It's high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone!
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
And welcome back. This Week in Dodger Baseball History, presented by BFF Financial. 1947, the Dodgers win 4-2 over the Pirates as Jackie Robinson steals home for the first time of the over 19 times he's done that in his career. Ron Say, have you ever stolen home in your MLB career?
No, as a matter of fact, I have not, but I did hit an inside-the-park home run, and I know a lot of guys who didn't do that.
I did that in Little League.
So. Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, it was a stand-up.
Wow.
I didn't even have to slide. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was in Chicago, Wrigley Field, against the Pirates, and I ran Dave Parker into the ivy, and the ball kicked away in a great direction. And by the time that he recovered and the second baseman ran out to the right field corner, you know, I was, you know, trucking it across home plate. And I was ready to slide when I got there, but somebody put their hands up, so I realized it was inside the park home run. So, yeah.
No pulled hammy or anything like that?
No, penguins can fly once in a while.
Very nice. Also, we should mention, too, this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial, in 2006, the Dodgers tied a National League record when the team as a whole had seven solo home runs, beating the Vile Mets, a crushing 8-7 loss at Citi Field.
You know, I remember a similar day, and actually this was in Wrigley Field, but I was playing for the Dodgers at that point in time, and I think we hit 6 home runs, which is a club record. And a very favorable day to us, but Jackie Robinson, I had no idea that he stole 19 times. I think I stole 20 some bases in my career, and he steals home plate 19 times. My God!
Yeah, you can go and watch a lot of those stolen home steals.
Yeah,
on
and
YouTube.
I still see Yogi Berra complaining about that one in the World Series. Yeah. And they didn't have instant replay by that.
They sure did not.
No, they did not. No. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some more players of yours.
Well, you know, I was running through, just kind of scanning through some things, and I ran across this thing about Ted Williams, who I met when I was in Vero Beach with the Dodgers a long time ago. And, he missed 4 years playing because he did military service, did 2 wars. And it says here from his playing career, 1939-1960, he led all players in average home runs and RBIs during that period of time. So essentially he had a career triple crown. And over here with Willie Mays, my man, next year he's being honored by MLB and the Negro Leagues. They're going to have a game at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, where the Black Barons played professionally. It is the oldest baseball professional park in America. It is where Willie played as a kid. And they're going to have a game there, and
wow,
he's going to be honored. So, kudos.
And he was he was and is your favorite player, correct?
Oh yeah, no question.
What was it about his game, the way he carried himself, that was so enigmatic to you?
Oh, you know, he it was. I really don't know. You know, I it was just the fluidness of which he played the game, you know, the easy way that he looked at make play, the basket catches, his demeanor. You know, he was asked one point in time, he says, you know, how does it feel? And this was after he was retired. He says, how does it be to be one of those guys who, you know, did 30 home runs, 30 stolen bases in the same season? It was a rarity back then. He says, well, he says, you know, if I would have known how important it was to you back then, I said, I'd have done it more times. So just the nature of which he dealt with, he was a leader. He just had an enthusiasm for the game, and he was just so great to watch. You know, most of my other friends growing up were Mickey Mantle fans, and so was I.
Yeah,
you know, Willie was the one that you know, I came away with, and I don't regret it at all. It's been a great trip. I have way too many stories about all of that, and it's been really a pleasure. You know, it's been such a an incredible place to have this childhood dream. You have a favorite player, you grow up, you get to do what you want to do, and then you get to meet this idol who's still playing the game. You get to play against him, you have a relationship with him. It's mm-hmm. cool. We've talked about it before. Greg Jeffries is on, who I was his favorite player growing up, so there's just some, really something special about that, and I'm just so happy that you know, he's getting honored. He deserves a lot of that. There was an unfortunate happening here with another player that I played with, George Frazier, who passed away here recently. And George was a broadcaster for the Colorado Club, was there for many years. He was a teammate of mine in 1984 with the Cubs, and I played against him in a World Series when he was a Yankee. And one of the stories that George had to tell when he was asked about, you know, doctoring the ball, and he says, I don't use any foreign substances on the ball. He says, what I use is from the good old USA. And that's George. And it is funny. And that was a story that I felt like I wanted to tell. So
let's. I just want to go back to Ted Williams, because I'm a huge fan. I've read several biographies about him, you know, regarding not only his baseball career, but his military service. He not only fought in World War II, he fought in Korea. He was a fighter pilot in the Piston era as well as the Jet Age. And then, like you said, has, you know, one of the most amazing MLB careers of all time.
Yes.
He had something very nice to say about you one time, didn't he?
I did. He did. You know, I got the chance to meet him. He was in Vero Beach with Lasorda on the golf cart over on Holman Stadium. And he, you know, when, you know, it's kind of like, hey, guys, you know, Ted Williams just rolled up, and none of them had met him. And so we kind of, you know, gathered around, and Tommy introduced everybody to him, and we didn't have really a chance to converse with him. But there was a time when we were in the playoffs, and I think he was asked his assessment of things, and he basically said, be careful with Ronce. He's very dangerous.
Wow.
So it was a time, I think, that, you know, he said, I think it may have been a time I was, you know, struggling a little bit, but he said, don't give in. He's dangerous. He can hurt you just like that. So thank you very much, Mr. Williams.
You know, my grandfather met him years and years ago, and my grandfather tells this story. My grandfather played minor league baseball in the Cardinals organization. And he went on a fishing trip. He was part of a chartered fishing trip, and Ted Williams was on that trip as well with his son. And my grandfather, you know, huge baseball fan, huge sports fan, you know, went over there and said, yeah, I want to introduce myself. My name is Winston Smith. You know, just a huge fan. I want to talk to you a little bit about baseball. And Ted Williams was very gruff, and he says, I'm not interested in talking about this horse bleep. And then about 10 minutes later, they're deep sea fishing, and Ted Williams comes over to my grandfather and offers him a beer. And he felt kind of bad about the way that he
understood.
And he started giving my grandfather all these pointers about fishing, about, oh, you need to hold the reel here. You need to keep your left hand loose on the bottom of the reel and keep it tight on the right. And you want to keep your eyes here at the horizon. And he talked about sport fishing with my grandfather for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And just that kind of passion he had about whatever was in front of him was, I think, really unique.
Yeah, well, attention to detail. You know, I was listening to your response. He says, you know, hold it loose with this hand. You know, he had loose hands on the bat too. So it was I was reading a combination of things here. And yes, his hand and eye coordination back then were extraordinary. This plate that he designed, hitting design, and he would tell you what your batting averages are in each quadrant or for him. And I would have liked to have been able to hit like him, you know, if this is what he's getting in certain these quadrants here. But I remember him being asked a question, and I said, "Mr. Williams, I understand you just finished in the top three of voting for best hitters all time." He says, "Top three?" He says, "Who made this contest up?" And somebody said something. He says, "Well," he says, "I guess I'm okay with it with these guys, but if it goes past three, this is no contest."
Would he be your number one hitter?
I think he probably it's hard because it's so hard to designate one guy.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at what these other people have been able to do, I don't think you can narrow it down to one. I really can't. And that's why I kind of like it when you say, here's my top 10 hitters or players of all time.
Yeah, here's my Mount Rushmore, you know,
right.
collection of different guys.
Because you're going to always have a debate, because I'm going to have a debate. You know, I'm going to pick Willie Mays. And it's not a matter of, he's my favorite guy.
Yeah, he's your guy.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, this thing with the infield that they've said, you know, the some people sometimes will say, "Well, I like the infield, the Reds infield better with Perez, Morgan, Concepcion, and Rose." And I'm saying, "Well, okay, that's fine. I understand you like your home team's infield better, but factually, we don't compare."
Well, speaking of that infield, by the time you're hearing this, listener, you and your fellow infield teammates will have been honored by the Dodgers for being, I think, what I would say, and I think what statistically would say too, is the best infield of all time.
You can look at it that way. And I have tried not to be the one who declares that. I've tried to step off of that. I have made it clear, though, factually, that we are the most successful. That's where I'll stand on it. If you want to go the extra route, you can. But factually, what has happened here is that, you know, you have an infield that is honored for 50 years, a golden anniversary. In Dodger history, I can only recall, with possibly one exception, 50 years of celebration. You have the Dodgers coming west from Brooklyn. You have Vin Scully's career. You have the honorary stuff that goes on with Jackie Robinson, and possibly Jaime Jarrín's stint with the Dodgers. I don't know if that covers 50 years exactly. But we are there too, and I don't think it gets enough attention, to be honest with you. It is the most successful infield in Major League history, and you can draw any number of comparisons or prerequisites as to how you get into that place. Most of them fall off after the first two or three questions.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else.
We're talking wins and losses. We're also talking about offensive production and defensive statistics
games
as well.
Games won, World Series played in, World Championship, All-Star game appearances. Was every member of your infield a member of the All-Star team many times?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you play even 4 years together? No. Well, I'm sorry. Then you're not up for a discussion. And we have a shrine in Cooperstown at the Hall of Fame, you know, honoring this infield. And it's a cubicle. And I've been there. And I've, aided tours that have gone through that section of the Hall of Fame. And we don't have such a thing at Dodger Stadium. I'd like to see that happen. I think it is of that magnitude. You know?
I'd agree with you. I think not only, you know, as an Angelino, you guys deserve that honor, but as a baseball fan as well, you guys deserve that honor.
Yeah.
Because you are the best, the most successful infield of all time.
Yeah, and there's really no debate. And there's a lot of people who don't know that. And I just feel that, I am the one that I think is probably going to be the one that's going to bring attention to this, because I have the ability to have a podcast show. And it's certainly talked about in the book. So,
that book, Penguin Power, is available wherever fine books are sold.
Yes. Amazon. Please go to Amazon. And we're going to be checking out here for another break in the action. We'll be back and we'll see about that right after this.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Hello, everyone, and we're back with We'll See About That, our last segment here on our program today. And we have a guest next week, Mike, comes up that there's not too many people who fall into this category. You know, he's followed in the footsteps of kind of Hank Greenberg and Sandy Koufax, a limited number of Jewish players who've been able to make a big mark in the major leagues, and that's Sean Green. And educated at Stanford, and arguably had the greatest day in Dodger history when he hit 4 home runs back in 02 against the Brewers.
I watched that game live.
Yeah, and he had 6 hits. He scored 6 runs, 7 runs batted in. I thought he had destroyed my RBI record at that point, but he fell one short. But he did break one record of mine. It is the most consecutive games by an L.A. Dodger reaching base consecutively.
Really?
Yeah, my record was 48 games, and he topped it with 50. And I think Duke Snyder has the all-time Dodger record at 56. So, Sean, you're one of 5 other guys who've broken a record of mine, and we're going to name those next week when you're here, but we're going to catch up with a lot of his philanthropic work, charity work that he does, get a good inside view of how it was to be. He played for Team Israel too, by the way. So
very principled guy. There was a little bit of, like, I wouldn't say controversy, but there was some, you know, questions about him taking games off during the high holidays.
Right.
I remember Vin Scully specifically defended him.
Yes.
Invoking the great Sandy Koufax.
Right. Well, if you want to follow Sandy's footsteps, that's probably a pretty good idea.
It's a good path to walk.
Yeah, especially when, you know, you come to that kind of a situation that's probably going to rub some people wrong. But, you know, guys are taking days off. They're taking a lot of days off because of their wives delivering babies these days, which guys didn't do back then because of the pressure that the club would put on you to be here. So a lot of things changed for sure. And it's going to be fun. You know, Sean had, you know, he played for, I think he was a two-time All-Star, won a gold glove. I think he won a silver bat. So he's got a lot to talk about. And we are going to be following Sean Green up with another teammate of mine the following week, and Keith Moreland. We're continuing to add spots to our shows. I want to thank you so much for joining us. I want you to have a great weekend. Please join us next week. We'll see you then.